Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Modi holds joint telephonic conversation with presidents of European Council and European Commission. Reaffirm commitment for early conclusion of India-EU FTA and implementation of India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. India and Singapore agree to deepen defence technology cooperation in emerging areas such as quantum computing, AI, automation and unmanned vessels. Death toll from the powerful earthquake in Afghanistan's Kunar province rises to 1,457. World Boxing Championships 2025 begins in Liverpool, England. India fields a strong 20-member contingent. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a joint telephonic conversation with President of European Council Antonio Costa and President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. The leaders emphasized the role of India-EU strategic partnership in jointly addressing global issues, fostering stability, and promoting a rules-based order for mutual prosperity. A report.
As the world's largest democratic forces, India and EU share a strong and close relationship built on trust, shared values, and a common vision for the future. The leaders also welcomed progress in bilateral relations in key sectors such as trade, technology, investment, innovation, sustainability, defense, security, and supply chain resilience. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA negotiations and implementation of the IME corridor. The leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including the efforts to bring an end to the conflict in Ukraine. Prime Minister Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India and Singapore have agreed to deepen defense technology cooperation in emerging areas such as quantum computing, AI, automation and unmanned vessels. In a joint statement, both the nations have decided to continue the cooperation in maritime security and submarine rescue, as well as working closely within regional security architectures. The joint statement said India and Singapore will strengthen cooperation in maritime domain awareness between information fusion centers, including through international liaison officers. Singapore has acknowledged India's interest in the Malacca Straits Patrol with appreciation. Both the countries reaffirmed their commitment to combat terrorism, including cross-border terrorism, in all its forms and manifestations. Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Welcoming Prime Minister Wong at Rashtrapati Bhavan, the President said that India and Singapore are important partners for each other, and Singapore is also a key partner in India's Act East policy and vision for Indo-Pacific. President Murmu said that this year is of special significance as it marks the 60th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. She noted that the bilateral agreements concluded today will boost cooperation in new and emerging sectors like green economy, space, civil aviation, fintech, and skill development. Semicon India 2025, which showcased India's rising role in the global semiconductor ecosystem, was concluded successfully. The three-day event brought together over 350 exhibiting companies and participants from 48 countries and regions. This landmark event brought together global industry leaders, policymakers, academia, companies, and startups, fostering investment, dialogue, and strategic partnerships. Semicon India 2025 was not just about semiconductors, but it was about self-reliance, innovation, and India's emergence as a global technology powerhouse. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to Ukraine's Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha over phone this evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, they discussed the bilateral cooperation as well as the Ukraine conflict. He said India supports an early end to this conflict and the establishment of enduring peace. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIO News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. Shopping centers and community spaces across the United Arab Emirates are alive with Onam celebrations, featuring the thunderous beats of Chendamiram drumming, vibrant Pulikali tiger dances, traditional Kerala costumes, and family-friendly festivities honoring the mythical king Mahabali. Each group came dressed in their traditional attire, bringing songs, dances, and fashion shows that represented their homeland at the Kerala festival, demonstrating how the celebration has evolved beyond its regional origins. For Keralites living abroad, Onam transcends its status as a regional festival, serving as a powerful symbol of cultural identity, community unity, and connection to their homeland. With the UAE government's support being strong and efforts from Keralite investors, the celebration has become truly inclusive. The UAE's diverse expatriate community, including Emiratis, Egyptians, Filipinos, and others, actively participate in the festivities, transforming Onam into a celebration of multicultural harmony.
I'm Arun, I'm from UAE, so I've been here for more than 6 years. So we are celebrating Onam 2025, same like the same feeling which we are getting from Kerala. We have so many cultural activities, so many fun activities are there. The malls are supporting us with the same feel which we are, the same emotion which we are getting from Kerala. So I wish you a very happy, prosperous Onam.
The death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck Afghanistan's Kunar province has risen to 1,457. Quoting Taliban officials, local media reported that more than 6,700 homes have been destroyed in Kunar and neighboring Nangarhar due to the earthquake. It said international aid agencies are struggling to reach people in remote areas. International organizations, including the Red Cross and WHO, along with aid shipments from India, Japan, and Iran, are working to support local operations. In business news, benchmark domestic equity indices ended with marginal gains today. The markets had opened on a cheerful note following announcement of next-gen GST reforms. However, both the indices gave up their initial gains later in the session. Our report.
The Sensex rose 150 points to close at 80,718, and the Nifty was nearly flat, adding 19 points to settle at 24,734. However, the broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange displayed a negative trend. Both the mid-cap and small-cap indices dropped 0.6% each. In the forex market, the rupee today depreciated by 8 paise to close at 88 rupees and 15 paise against the US dollar. Gaurav Dhawan Lal for Akashvani News.
The World Boxing Championships 2025 began today in Liverpool, England. India has fielded a strong 20-member contingent in the championships. Two-time world champion Nikhat Zareen and Tokyo Olympic bronze medalist Lavlina Borgohain and two-time Asian champion Pooja Rani formed the experienced core of the women's squad. And in hockey, India registered a dominating 4-1 victory over Malaysia in the Super 4 stage match of the Asia Cup Championship at the Rajgir International Stadium this evening. India faced an early setback in the first quarter, with Malaysia taking the lead. However, in the second quarter, India bounced back and established control over the game till the end. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Modi holds joint telephonic conversation with presidents of European Council and European Commission, reaffirm commitment for early conclusion of India-EU FTA and implementation of India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. India and Singapore agree to deepen defense technology cooperation in emerging areas such as quantum computing, AI, automation, and unmanned vessels. Death toll from the powerful earthquake in Afghanistan's Kunar province rises to 1,457. And World Boxing Championships 2025 begins in Liverpool, England. India field a strong 20-member contingent. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.